about the defense? You know, people are always talking about the Patriots offense. Do you guys feel like you have something to prove this year?
No, I myself, I just feel like I know what I do. I know what I have to do. I know my role. I feel like everybody else around me knows our role. And I feel like as long as we go out and we stop the other team from scoring more points than our offense, then I feel like we've done our job.
Do you guys think maybe as a unit that you're a little bit underrated?
I mean, that's for y'all to say. I mean, we're out there, we're playing ball, we're doing what we got to do, we're doing what we love. So as long as we got there and we take care of that, I think we'll be fine.
How would you characterize the roles kind of in your leadership here with Gerard, who's the leader, but he's not all that old, and Brandon and you? Kind of how does that play out in the meeting room and the field?
I feel like we all kind of, I mean, in the meeting room and on the defense, you know, we got the older guys that, you know, the Vinces, the Mayos, the McCourties, you know, Vince being the older, of course, but, you know, we all look up to and respect those guys. But at the same time, I mean, they still look at us and, you know, expect. We can kind of compare notes to each other. You know, if I see something May's doing that I'm used to doing, then, you know, I can kind of give him side notes. But at the same time, you know, everybody's just kind of working together. We're all kind of like sponges in that room.
And how about your connection? Obviously, you and Chandler are sort of tied together. You're both traded up first-round picks. How does that play itself? I mean, do you guys stay tight? Or you feel like you can be the young leaders of this defense? Is there...
I'm not sure what you're asking.
You guys were first-round picks together. Now you got a year under your belt together. And I think some people externally, that year two jump I was talking about, kind of expect you guys to maybe become the young playmaking leaders. Do you feel that? I mean, do you feel like you guys can bring youthful, whatever it is, energy? Or?
I can't speak too much for Chandler, but I can speak for myself. I definitely feel like this year I can be able to be the extra vocal leader, or the extra, you know, leader by example and things of that nature. But, you know, as far as Chandler, I mean, he's a great athlete, a great guy. And, you know, we work out together, we run together, we do all kinds of stuff together. You know, the whole class that we kind of came into, we all kind of still try to stay together, you know, and push. I mean, we all came in together, so, you know, we just keep trying to build on that year in and year out.
It's a cliche. People always say fly to the football. Like, how do you get that to happen? Is that in practice? Is that
practice
a mentality?
It's practice habits, and it's a mentality. You know, a defense that swarms, I mean, if you make one guy miss, there should always be one or two guys right there. And it makes things easier. It makes things easier to keep those shifty guys in contain. You know, once they dodge one guy, you know, they're always looking for two or three more guys. And as long as we can all get to the ball, you know, that's when turnovers happen. That's when calls, fumbles, forced fumbles, strips, you know, all sorts of stuff of that nature. So as long as everybody in the defense is swarming.
And is it safe to say that's a goal of this defense and of this linebacker group? And
yeah, everybody get to the ball. If everybody gets to the ball, then something's going to happen.
Everybody gets to the ball.
Thank you. Well.